हरे कृष्णा। टू बिकम लाइट हार्टेड, लाइट योर हार्ट। द वर्ड लाइट हैज टू ब्रॉड मीनिंग्स। वन रेफर्स टू द सोर्स ऑफ इल्यूमिनेशन और द स्टेट ऑफ इल्यूमिनेशन, एंड द अदर रेफर्स टू नॉन हैवीनेस एज इन अ लाइट ऑब्जेक्ट, समथिंग विच इज ईजी टू कैरी, पोर्टेबल ऑब्जेक्ट। सो नाउ we use the word light in both the senses often when we talk about the heart. So, you know, a person may be light-hearted. We feel light-hearted when we are cheerful, when we are confident, when we are happy. And we feel heavy-hearted when we are burdened with anxiety or misery. And now if we see, Arjuna was in a similar condition at the start of the Bhagavad Gita. In 2.1, his heavy-heartedness is described, tam tatha kripaya vishtam ashru purna kulekshanam vishidantam idam vakyam uvacha madhusudana. So, uvacha madhusudana, Krishna spoke to Arjuna, but what was the condition of Arjuna? Tam tatha kripaya vishtam, kripaya vishtam. He was overcome by weakness, by overpowering feelings of compassion or sadness or whatever. Kripaya avishtam, he was overwhelmed basically by emotions. Ashru purna kulekshanam, ashru purna, his eyes were filled with tears and tears were brimming over from his eyes. Vishidantam idam vakyam, vishidantam, and he was lamenting, at which time Krishna spoke these words. So Arjuna was heavy hearted thinking about the imminent fratricidal war that was ahead for him. So now, if we look at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, what has happened? 18.78 states, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara Tatra Shreer Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tirma Tirmama Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Where there is Krishna, who is the mystic, and Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Arjuna, who has lifted up his bow, who is Dhanurdhara, who is the wielder of his bow. So Arjuna has lifted up his bow and is ready to fight. So the spring has come back in his steps. And he is energized. So what made the difference from his heavy-hearted state at the start of the Bhagavad Gita and his light-hearted, energized state at the end of the Gita? That difference was made by the wisdom of the Gita. So now, the wisdom of the Gita can transform all of us from a heavy-hearted to a light-hearted state. It can make us from de-energized to energized. And interestingly, the Bhagavad Gita's wisdom is often compared to light. The Gita itself compares its wisdom to light several places. For example, 5.16, it is said, Jnanena tu tadajnanam yesham nashitam atmanah tesham adityavajnanam prakashayati tatparam. So when Jnanena tu tadajnanam, when by knowledge ignorance is destroyed, at that time, Desham Aditya Vajjnanam, at that time this knowledge illumines like the sun. Prakashayati Tatparam, everything is illumined, and especially the spiritual reality is illumined like this. So the knowledge of the Gita is compared to light. And similarly, in 10.11 also it is compared like that. Desham Evanu Kampartham Ahamajnana Jantamaha Nashayamyatma Bhavastho Jnana Deepena Bhasvataha. So it's a Tesham, for such people, Eva Anukampartham, I have Anukampa, and therefore, Aham Ajnana Jamtamaha, the darkness born of ignorance, Nashayami, I destroy. How? Atma Bhavastho, I am situated in the heart, and Jnana Deepena Bhasvataha, with the torchlight of knowledge. So the Bhagavad Gita's knowledge acts like a light. So in this world, when we are living, there may be physical light externally through the sun or through electrical sources of light, but we are actually in darkness. We don't know what we are living for, what we should live for, what is life's ultimate purpose. And that's why when whatever purposes we set up for our life are baffled, we feel disheartened and we may feel, what is the point of living? But the Bhagavad Gita illumines our pathway of life with the supreme light. The light of Krishna's love for us. When we understand that we are spiritual beings and Krishna loves us eternally, no matter what happens, then we can reciprocate with him. Even if there are difficult situations in life, still we can reciprocate with him based on the understanding that transcending this world circumstances is Krishna's love for us. Every situation is an opportunity to express our love for Krishna and to move closer to him. And no matter how what difficulties come, difficulties that might have made us heavy-hearted at other times, when we are illumined, when our heart is illumined by the light of Krishna's wisdom, at that time we become light-hearted, because we know Krishna's mercy will enable us to navigate over all difficulties. 18.58 says, Machitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi. By my mercy, you'll be able to cross over all obstacles. So thus, when we light our heart with Krishna's wisdom, we become light-hearted. Thank you. Hare Krishna.